I try to take the most direct approach possible. I wouldn't go somewhere without a camera and then insinuate myself into a situation and then pull out a camera later on and start taking pictures. I go directly to the place and tell people that I want to spend time photographing there, and I start taking pictures from day one. But of course, in a situation like that, you're not taking pictures all the time. The vast majority of the time is spent just socializing, playing games, drinking, smoking, and talking about this, that, and the other. And it's extremely time-consuming. As far as equipment goes, I generally only use one lens a day. My favorite lens is a 24 or a 35. In fact, at the moment, those are the only two lenses I own. I just will hang around with that, with a small flash to brighten things up occasionally and try to become as much as possible a part of the scene. Of course, many people don't want to be photographed, and one has to respect that. I think it's unfair and pointless. It creates pointless antagonism to insist on photographing someone who doesn't want to be photographed. After all, we're not talking about dictators of banana republics or something like this. We're talking about ordinary people who are very kindly allowing you to take part to some extent in their lives and to document them. And if some of them are happy to have you as a friend but don't want to be photographed, that's fine by me. I have no problem with that. The main thing, I think, is to be as open and frank as possible about your intentions and to try to be as much part of the scene as possible and to persevere.